Hello, friends. Denny Pruto here with another lesson from the Westminster Shorter Catechism. In this lesson, we're beginning the first main section of the Catechism that has to do with what we are to believe concerning God. And the first question is simple. What is God? Answer, God is a spirit, infinite, eternal, and unchangeable in his being, wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. Before we get into the catechism answer proper, I want to review the proof texts for this question and answer. I want you to be aware of the fact that the answer does arise from Scripture, that the answer is based upon the Bible, and this is quite important for us to see. What is God? God is a spirit. And the proof text is John 4:24. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God is a spirit, infinite, eternal, and unchangeable. Job 11:7. Canst thou by searching find out God? Canst thou find out the Almighty unto perfection? In other words, can you by searching go to the ends and the limits of God? No, the rhetorical question expects a negative answer. God is infinite and eternal. And you see, he is also the Almighty. Psalm 90:2. From everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. He is the eternal God. James 1:17. He is the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. In other words, there is no variation within God. He is the unchanging God. Exodus 3:14. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. He is the eternal and unchangeable God who is. He exists. He has being within himself. He is the eternal being. And we should recognize him as such. Psalm 147:5. Great is our Lord and of great power, and his understanding is infinite. The idea of wisdom is the idea of understanding, as given in Psalm 147:5. Revelation 4:8. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. He is the great God of all power, and he is full of holiness. And Revelation 15:4 says, who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy. You are the great God who is full of holiness. And then finally, Exodus 34:6. The Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgressions and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty. In other words, he is the great God who is just in every respect. And so you see, the catechism answer is in full accordance with the Bible, with the Scriptures. Now let's take a look at the answer. God is a spirit. And this means that God is without body parts or passions. Notice that it's necessary for us to define these terms in the negative. It's virtually impossible for us to define these terms in the positive, because as finite beings, it's impossible for us to get our hands around and our minds around and our vocabulary around the infinite God. And so God is a spirit. He is without body. We attribute to God bodily parts, for sure. We speak of the hand of God, and we speak of the strong arm of God, and we speak of the mouth of God. But when we do so, we are using figures of speech, because God is a most pure spirit, and He does not have a body. The Children's Catechism says, God is a spirit and does not have a body like men. He is without body parts. He does not have parts. As creatures, we are divisible. And when we die, our bodies are placed in the grave, and our souls or spirits ascend into heaven. They're made perfect in holiness, and ascend directly into the presence of Christ. And so we are divisible. We are on one hand soul and spirit, and on the other hand body. And God is not like this. God does not have a body, and He's a most pure spirit, and so He is not divisible. And from another perspective, we may look at God in this way. We do not find a piece of God or a part of God here and another part of God here. In fact, in any particular location at once, God is totally present. This is why the Bible is able to affirm that the fullness of the Godhead dwelt in Christ bodily. So the fullness of God, the totality of God, was present at that particular place where Christ was walking in the world. God is not divisible, you see. There are not pieces of God in different locations. God is without body parts or passions. You see, because we have bodies, we have bodily emotions and feelings. We have passions. We have human emotions and human passions. When there were those who approached Paul and began to worship him, and said, "The gods have come down to us," Paul responded and said, No, don't worship us. We are men of like passions with you. In other words, we are like you. We have human passions just as you have human passions. But the great God of all does not have human passions, human emotions. When we impute human emotions to God, when we speak of God as having human emotions, and of God, for example, repenting and changing His mind, we are using figures of speech, in the same way we're using figures of speech when we speak about God as having eyes or ears or hands. You see, God is a spirit and is without body parts or passions. He is infinite, eternal, and unchangeable. God is not confined to space. He is infinite. And God is not confined to time. You notice we're defining these terms in the negative again. He's not confined to a particular space. He is infinite. Where can you go and be absent from God? Impossible. Impossible. And God exists before time exists. And God is unchangeable. Because God is infinite and eternal, He, of necessity, is also unchangeable. He exists eternally and never changes at all. These are attributes, we say, that cannot be shared with us as creatures. We are finite. We are temporal. We are bound by space. We are bound by time. And we are very changeable. We are born into this world. We grow up. Finite beings bound by space and time, and we gradually change and we become older, we learn things, and when we die, a change occurs once again. There's separation of body and spirit, and when the resurrection comes, change inevitably again comes to us. That God is a most pure spirit, infinite, eternal, and unchangeable, indicates or sets forth attributes that cannot be shared with us as creatures. 2 Peter 1:4 speaks of our participation in the divine nature. Well, we may participate, as we will see, in certain characteristics of God and certain attributes of God, but we can never be equal with God. We can never become gods. You see, this was the temptation that Satan set before Adam and Eve in the garden. You will be like God. Well, no, that is an impossibility. You will never be infinite, eternal, and unchangeable. And so these are attributes of God that cannot be shared with the likes of us as human beings. God is a spirit, infinite, eternal, and unchangeable in His being. God has being, and this is personal being. God exists as a person who communicates with us and speaks with us, and with whom we have a relationship through Jesus Christ. And we too have being because God graciously gives us being. This is an attribute of God which is shared. You see, we do not participate in the divine being in the sense that we become gods, but we have existence and we have consciousness and we have being because God gives us existence, and God gives us being, and God gives us consciousness. In a debate between the science guy Bill Nye and the creationist, the question was asked of Bill Nye, the science guy, from whence cometh consciousness? And the answer given was that he didn't know. He had no idea from whence cometh consciousness. And the response was simple, that consciousness comes from God. And there's a great book that tells us that consciousness comes from God. And so we receive being and consciousness from God. God is a spirit, infinite, eternal, and unchangeable. In his being, and wisdom. God gives us wisdom or understanding. We have the capability of determining right from wrong because God embeds within us a conscience, and we are then able to discern right and wrong. And we therefore have wisdom to walk in the world and to be discriminating, to have discernment. We have certain power resident within us, given to us by God. We are creatures made in God's image. And since God has certain power, we have certain power also. God is infinite and eternal and unchangeable. He has infinite power. God is also holy. Yes, indeed. God is the one who is pure in all of his motives. And his purity is infinite and unchangeable. But God is able also to set us aside for his purposes and to progressively sanctify us so that we too become holy and our motives become pure before God. And so this again is an attribute shared by God. Justice. God is a spirit, infinite, eternal, and unchangeable in his being, wisdom, power, holiness, justice. God is perfectly just because he is the all-wise God and he is the all-knowing God. He sees everything in the universe and everything which he has created in one instantaneous sweep of his own consciousness. And see, so he knows all the relationships between men and women and between parents and their children. He has a comprehensive knowledge of all of these things, and so he can be perfectly just in his judgments. When we violate the commandments of God, he knows how it is that we have violated these commandments of God and can be perfectly just in his actions toward us. And God is good. God is the great and good God. A young lady once asked me, a young lady who was losing her father from breast cancer, and she said, "Why is God taking my father away from me?" And my answer was simple. The good God has a good reason for all that he does. He is the good God, and we can depend upon him in this way. And God is the God of truth. God sets the standards for truth. And the reality which exists around us in creation and the reality which exists in his word is true, fully, completely. And we need to come to an understanding of God's truth in his word and in his creation. God's truth is infinite and unchangeable. But we learn, do we not? We learn because our minds do not produce truth. Our minds are to be receptacles for truth. And as we learn the truth and grow in our understanding of the truth, we will change. What a wonderful thing this is. So, being, wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth are attributes shared by God with the likes of us as his creatures. We call these attributes, that God is infinite, eternal, and unchangeable, incommunicable attributes. And we call the shared attributes communicable attributes. Praise God for who He is. Understand who He is and love Him for who He is. God is a spirit, infinite, eternal, and unchangeable. In His being, wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. Here is the good God of all power, with whom, through Jesus Christ, you have a loving relationship for eternity. Thanks for listening.